I'm Toby. I'm 55 years old, and I've had breast cancer 3 times. The first diagnosis was on September 11th, 2001, which really, of course, along with everyone else, cements that date in my mind. And on that day, actually, my husband was in Manhattan, and I couldn't get in touch with him. So that was a real auspicious beginning to it, but it was stage zero cancer. I had a lumpectomy and then radiation. That was actually really easy. So after that, I was fine until March of 2003, and I had a mastectomy 4 weeks after finding out that it was cancer. Third one was in the summer of 2010. So it had been quite a while, and I chose not to, even though my oncologist was very irritated with me for 7 years, I chose not to do any invasive, proactive treatment. So I would always get checked, but I didn't do anything. So when I got the diagnosis the third time, there was more fear than there had been the first two, that I had taken a huge risk with my life. The thought that loomed larger than any other was that I have 2 adult daughters, and I am the director of bereavement at a hospice. And one of the groups that I was actually in the middle of facilitating when I got the diagnosis was a motherless daughters group, in which there were several women in their mid and late 20s, which are the same ages as my daughters, whose mothers had died of breast cancer. And I saw these young women and what it meant to them not to have their mothers. And that was just really huge to imagine my own daughters in a group like that, and that I would have put them in that position because I had not been proactive in trying to fend off a third diagnosis. People often ask me how I'm feeling, which I love. I love when people just remember to ask me every once in a while how I'm doing. But it's always jarring to me when they look sad when they ask me, because or when they see me as a cancer survivor, I almost probably never use the word survivor. It's just something that I had and something that I dealt with, and cancer doesn't have to define you, but you choose defines you.